Okay, we're picking up three lines from the top of Samach Tesamud Aleph. We're continuing the drushas about figuring out that somebody, when it comes to in our case, now we're discussing the case of a Leviya or Yisraelis who eats Truma on behalf of the fact that she had a child who was from a Kohen, she would lose that right when she has Bia with someone who's an Oved of Orozara, someone who's not a Goy, meaning a Goy, and a Eved Knaini. So the Gemara is saying, so Eshkel Kohen, as we found the source before, we were just using it before, we had a drusha, so then how do we know Leviya of Yisraelis Minelan? From where do we know that Leviya of Yisraelis is going to have the same din as we just mentioned? So the Gemara says, Kine Abar Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, Bas Ubas, so the drusha that we had before, that it says Bas Ubas is coming to Marab, not just the Kohenes, the daughter of a Kohen, rather even a Yisraelis. Hachadami Bas Ubas, Sotir on the regards to Leviya Yisrael, we can learn it from the fact that it said if a Kohen has a Bas, she should become if she becomes a Mana or a Grusha, but it says Ooh, and the Elashon of Ooh is telling us that it's coming to include the Yisraelis and Leviya, that the halacha would apply to them. Also, that if they have a Bia l'Apostola, they will apostle her from Truma, even if they have children who are Kohanim. So Gemara says, Kaman, who is this? Rabbi Akiva, this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Arish Vavid, the Machlokas and Sanhedrin. Again, we had this exact, almost Shaka Vitaria above, on the bottom of Samach Beis, Samach Chesam Beis. So Gemara says, Afila Tamer Abana, no, even when I say that this halacha follows Rabbana, generally do not use the extra Vavs, here, Kulu Ubas Kara Yisrahi, which Rashi fleshed out that if it says, the pasuk says that when a kohen ubas kohen kisei leizar, it makes it clear that we're talking about a bas kohen. So then, when the pasuk says v'chi siya almanu grusha, that should be the lashon of the pasuk without saying it, after repeat the words, it's a bas kohen kisei almanu grusha. Why is it bas kohen again? So the whole ubas is extra. So therefore, the whole thing is extra. So therefore, we could be able to be dorish even according to the chachamim that the halacha applies by Leviya Yisraelis that she has bial apostola, she is pasul from the truma. The Gemara says, so why don't we say ve'ima? Why don't we say that this is teaching us mishiyeshla amanus ugerushin ba kilesle zara ka'acha? That in the case of someone who has the ability to have amana and be divorced, kilesle zara ka'acha, that when she has no children, she may not eat truma. After being divorced, a widow from him, after having bia with him, then that would be the problem. However, kilesle zara lo achla, when she does not have children, she may not eat truma. Mishiyeshla amanus ugerushin ba afagav de isle zara nami techo. In the case for someone who does not have the ability to be widowed or divorced, or meaning that the kedusha is not tosin, then even if he has children, she may not eat truma. So if we would learn it this way, we would we'd be able to teach us that someone has bia with the goy because of the fact that they have no ability to make kedushin. So then the halacha should be that they should not necessarily possible from eating truma. So where says imkain? If this is what the exclusion is coming to teach us, rebuya leviya v'yisrael lamali. So why does the Torah tell it necessary to tell us that includes the leviya yisraelis in the halacha? That if the leniency is applying to the bas kohen, then it surely should apply to a leviya yisraelis who are less kedusha. Since the Torah did not add this pasuk, so it's clear from the Torah's lashon that we're being machmir rather than being mekel. That's what we see over here. That the pasuk must be teaching us in the case of an oved of Nazara or a slave, she's going to be puzzled just by having peer with him and not necessarily. That's what we see from over here, and it's taught separately by Leviya Yisraelis. So then the halacha, that it could have been argued that only a Kohen's daughter is going to be the halacha, but you have to teach it by Leviya Yisraelis. No, to teach it even them, the halacha is going to apply to them as well. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, the Amar ain't kedushin to toisim b'chayv elavin. So my kisei lezar. So what's the question according to Rabbi Akiva that when none of them are kedushin or toisim? So then what's the limud of kisei leizar according to Rabbi Akiva? Kiti boil almanu grusha lamali. So then if it means simply that if she had bia l'pasala, so it gets nothing to do with the halachic marriage, because according to Rabbi Akiva, the kedushin are not toisim b'chayv elavin, which creates mamzerus. So then, if that's the case, not just right, we had a machlokas tanaim. On the court, the other tanaim, it's going to be only a chi of kares. So here, so what's going on according to Bikiva? What is amana grusha lamali? Why does he need this other pasuk of amana grusha if it's already included in the same case? Because according to the chiddush that we had, is that we said oved kechavim and eved was going to be the lach of amana grusha, that was the riboy. But according to Bikiva, I don't need that riboy because anyone who's bial apostle who's not kedushin tosin is going to be pasul or lakuna. So why do I need this extra limud according to Rabbi Akiva? So there's a gemara now. Amana lahachmir leah. The lacha of amana is to be machmir in the case where she has children from her former husband. Ugrusha lahakilah. Ugrusha is going to be mekel. As Rashi points out, that it's not lamaute as someone who has amana to gerushin. Rather, it's actually for this halacha. Rashi says, "Kedil hachmer la di diber maschel aman lahachmer di." So Rashi says, "Di lo k'siv hav amin almana Yisrael vi bas kohen techol." That in case if you have an almana Yisrael and she's a bas kohen, she should be able to eat truma even though she v'avagav di isli zera. So even if she has children, ugrusha itzrich lechatz v'rachmana lahakel aleh lemeimar, when she's nisgarish from Yisrael, that she is still going to be kasher. So the Gemara fleshes out tzricha because iyesh min almana. So if ever tell the slach with regards to almana, I would say only regards to a widow when she's able to when she does not have any offspring, then it makes sense that she should be able to eat truma. Why? Because she is still fit to marry any kohen that she wants. She's fully fit to marry a kohen. Aber aval grusha de lo chazal kahuna. So I would have said though the lacha with regards to divorcee when she is not she the moment she becomes divorced she's no longer allowed to marry any kohen. So I would have thought in that case that she's not chazal yirayis shuma. So ima afal gav de leisli zera lacha. I would have thought that even if she has no children, she again she's a bas kohen who got divorced. It didn't work out her marriage. So the lacha is she's allowed to go back and eat truma if she doesn't have any children. I would have thought though that since she's puzzled to marry a kohen, maybe she's actually puzzled from the ganze kahuna. So therefore, you need the drasha. V'yeshman and grusha. So now, if the pasuk only had told me the case of regards to a divorcee that she's allowed to eat, I would have thought grusha duchi isle zera lo achla. I would have said that it's the divorcee who does not get to eat shuma when she has children because she's pasul rakuna. That only told me that alacha. I would have thought the case of amana is that even if she has children, since she's royal lakuna, maybe even if she has children or Israelim, she married a Israel. So then, even if she has children, I would have thought amana chazal lakuna ima avagav the isle zera tichla. I would have thought that even if she has offspring, she's still allowed to eat shum again. So therefore, tzricha, yeah, the Torah fells the need to teach us both halachas with regards to divorcee and halacha van almana, both of them teaching us that a divorcee is allowed to go back to eat truma, and almana, if she has children, she's not allowed to go back to eat truma. That's the kula and the chumah that Rabbi Kiva is learning from the pasuk itself. So Gemara says, "Ve'ema nivala pasula af machzer grusha." So, but maybe you should say that the pasuk is regards to the fact that a woman who has bia with someone who's unfit to marry her applies to even someone who marries his own divorcee. So we learn that from the Gemara earlier that if they decide to remarry, the woman does not become pasul from eating truma, even though it's iser deraisa. So we're talking about a case where a guy gets divorced, doesn't work out. A bas kohen gets divorced with this guy who's Yisrael, let's say, and then she marries somebody else, and then they get divorced, and then she goes back to marry A. That's an iser deraisa. So why over there if she subsequently gets divorced from him and she didn't have any children from any of the two marriages, she is allowed to eat truma. So the Gemara says, why is that the case though? Why isn't that also included in this riboy of the fact that it's usher? The fact that she had Biel Apostle, Lashich Apostle from Akuna. So the Gemara says, because we learn out the Izar Marachmana Mishazar Islam Ikara. The Izar tells you guys that the guy is literally an outsider. We learned out it's an outsider that someone is going to be a Baal Apostle. We're learning out that somebody was an outsider that he was usher to her from the very beginning, from the outset. But here, Lapukei the Lozar Islam Ikara. Here, they had a fully halachically, totally fine marriage. And the person, a man who remarries his divorcee once she was permitted to him at one point, is not going to be considered the Izar anymore. That's what the Gemara is telling us. So Gemara says, Ihachi. So if that's the case of Chala, why do you say the same Joshua by Chala? If she has the chalal, the laz zaretz lahu meikara lo sisal. When it comes to a chalal, there is that's a shayla of really kara. Rather, it should be just a chalal. The laz zaretz lahu lisal. That it should see that there's no iser that prevents a woman, even a daughter of a kohen, from marrying a chalal. She's allowed to marry a chalal. Midareisa, she's totally allowed to marry them. And a chanami, her children become chalalim. But why should it make her a chalal? Maybe it shouldn't. So the Gemara says, you're right, meaning that's a good point, that from this drasha alone, maybe I wouldn't have necessarily said that. So it says the Gemara though, Amarkra loy chalal zara be'amav. The pasuk says he should not be mechalal, he should not profane his offspring from his people. So the Gemara says, Makish Zara lo. So the Torah is comparing the offspring of the Kohen Gadol to the actual Kohen Gadol. Mahu posa, just as the Kohen Gadol, he's going to disqualify the woman by having bia with her. So too, Azara Nani posa, so too, is the son going to be disqualified from the woman that he has, is the son going to be the woman that he has children with, that they're also going to be posa. So really, we're saying that we learn from the special drasha of Loi Chal Zara Be'amav. So the Gemara says, maybe it's only, even from the matter that became the lesson of Kisiel Ishzar, that you should be with Ishzar. What is it? Kisiel. What lesson can mean either Kiddushin, that you get married, or it means actually Bia. So the Gemara is saying, we assume as Zara Pasha that only when they actually have Bia Lapasala, even if they first do the Erisin, and we don't have Bia yet, so then that's not going to pass her. If she subsequently gets divorced, and she's a Bas Koyan, she would be Mutter to continue eating Truma. So the Gemara says, why is that the case though? Maybe it's from the moment that they get married that already passes her. The Gemara says, because Dumiya de Kohen Gadol be'almana. Ma Kohen Gadol be'almana be'bia, afai nami be'bia. So we learn specifically about a Kohen Gadol is specifically going to be by Bia, only if he has Bia with her. And therefore, this halacha is only going to be the case if they have relations, and they're not going to be possible unless they actually have relations. The Gemara says, ve'ima ad'ika havaya u'bia. No, but just like a Kohen Gadol needs birth, both, maybe you're going to say that if you just have Bia la pasala and derech znus, then maybe it's not going to talk to be not going to passler. But again, when the cards are called and Gadol, we learn veloy chalazaro. That implies that actually zara, that lashon of nisuin, that you're going to actually have bia with her. I forgot to mention the drasha. How do we know that a kohen gadol is beferish going to be
Asr only when you have bia. So that's because of lo yichal zara, that lashon of zara, you're going to have children, implies that you're only the maaser bia is the iser. So the Gemara says, so again, why, maybe I need both now, the other way around. Let's say by the Kohen Gadol, we need that you need havaya, maybe it means that you have to have kiddushin and to have bia. So the Gemara says, dumia the Kohen Gadol, be'almana, ma Kohen Gadol, be'almana, be'bia l'chuda. So havaya namil l'chuda. So now we're answering that no, really, but Kohen Gadol, the lashon of lo yichal zara means only bia. Because we learn Bala, the Gemara Kedushin tells us that Bala is lokim shum loy chalazara, even if you just be with her. That's what the Gemara learns from the pasuk. Loy chalazara means that just be alone is enough, and not even Kedushin. So therefore, to over here, when the guards say, if a woman is going to have a be al apostle, she doesn't necessarily marry him. She has be with the mamzer, she has be with anybody, even if she didn't marry him, she is going to be apostle to then, in the future, eat truma if she was a bas kohen. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shazara apostle posel. So Gemara is analyzing the next part of the Braisa, which Rabbi Yossi said, anybody whose children is going to be disqualified, it disqualifies the woman who's having beer with. The Chol She'ein Zara Apostle, Ein Apostle, anyone who's not, the offspring is not going to be disqualified, does not disqualify the woman herself. So the Gemara asks, but that seemingly, the Tana Kama had all these cases also. They had the case of a Mitzvah, Domi, Amoni, and Moavi, and a Kusi, and a Nasin, and a Chalal, and Mamzer. So which cases is Rabbi Yossi going to be Cholikan? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochan, so what's the case? Amar Mitzvah, Sheni, Vedomi, Sheni, Ikavinayu. That there is a difference. According to the Tana Kama, anyone who's Bia, is going to be prohibited, is going to apostle the woman, since the second generation Mitzri, or Adomi, is forbidden to marry into the Kaal, is Bia is also going to apostle her. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yossi, they would not, because if you have the case of a Mitzri Sheni Vedomi Sheni Ikaminayu, that if the case of the second generation, their children are Kasa Lavel Bakal, so therefore, even though their marriage itself is Aser, according to Rabbi Yossi, that would not Aser the woman herself from becoming a Chalala. So the Gemara says, Ushnei lo landu ela mikoyen gadol ve'almana. So then both of them, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, only learn their shitas from the case of a Kohen Gadol who's having bia with an almana. So the Gemara says, Tanakama, Sarama, Kohen Gadol ve'almana should be also beveril posel. Ah, fine, nami posel. So Tanakama said, just as we see from a Kohen Gadol as bia with an almana, so if the bia is going to aser, that's what Aser hers. So too, when it comes to the case of a Mitzvah Domi, even though the children are going to be fine, they themselves, the fact that they're having Bial Aserla is going to pass through the Kahuna. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, because we know, again, the third generation of the Pasuk says, Bane Mashre Veladilim Dar Shlishi Avol V'Kal Hashem, that since it's totally mutter for their children to be full-fledged Yidin, so therefore, even though they're full-fledged Yidin, but it doesn't matter, though, according to the Tanakhama, the fact that you're having an Isser to rice every time you're bald this guy, or an Isser, say at least, that's going to be puzzling her. Rabbi Yossi Savar Kakoin Gadol, that Makoin Gadol Shazara Posel Posel, no, by Koin Gadol, we see specifically that the fact that your child is going to be a Chalal, even though it's an Almana, the Koin Gadol, and if it was a regular Koin Hedyo, the children would be totally Kasher Lakuna. Here, that since you're violating the Isser Daraisa, you passel the children as well. So only when the children are going to be passel, Avko children are passel posel. Afuki mitzvah shenid ein desar passel defsei bani mashrei vodulem dor shlishi lem yavo bekal Hashem. As Rabbi Yossi says that the paradigm case is the case of an almana lekohen gadol, to where we learn out the bia l'passel is going to ask her. So it's not the Rabbi Yossi says it's a misnomer. It's not bia l'passel. It's bia that creates a psul in the children. And when you don't have a psul in the children, i.e., you're talking about the Mitzri or Ve'edomi, that are allowed to marry in the Dor Shlishi. So then, and the halacha is going to be that they would not going to be apostle the woman either. And then if she is a Bas Koyan and subsequently get divorced, then she would be allowed to go back to Truma. Now the Gemara quotes a third cheetah that we had in Tanaim in the Brice over there on Samach Chesam Beis. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel told us, Omer Koshat Anotze Pito Anase Almanunaso. That Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that any Koyan you're permitted to marry the widow. Any Koyan you're permitted to marry the widow, and anyone you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, Ma'ikav in Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So now we basically covered everything. Where is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel coming in? What does he say? So this is where Amar Ula, Ger Amoni, Moavi, Ika Binayu. The machlokas between them is a case of an Amoni and a Moavi convert. According to Rabbi Yossi, they're going to disqualify the woman that they have bia with because they are not allowed to love Olakal. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, though, they do not pass the woman that they have bia because if you have daughters who are from this marriage, they're not going to be usher. How do we? There is some them do a Makoin Gadol. So Rabbi Yossi Savar, Makoin Gadol, Belmana Shazar, Apostle, Apostle. Rabbi Yossi says, the Koin Gadol who has children are going to make them Chalalim, whether male or female. So then and we see anyone who has any marriage who's going to create Chalalim, the children are going to be Chalalim. So then the Apostle is the woman herself, so too. So Avkol Shazar, Apostle, Apostle. So anyone who has Bia with somebody who is going to have children who can't marry into Klal Yisrael, i.e. the male children, that's going to be a problem. As the Pasuk says, Lo Yavan Mani Ma'av Kal Hashem, Gamdar Asiri, forever. So their children are going to, and there's no Shlishi there. So they're out there forever. Because he didn't do chesed with us. When we're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel savar ma kohen gadol ba'mana shekol zara posel uposel. Just like a kohen gadol. So, who has bia with someone who's an almana. So he, of all the offspring is going to be asra. Av kol zara posel, meaning the male and female children that I have, they're both going to be chalalim. Even the daughters are going to be chalala. So she can't marry a kohen, the child of this marriage. However, lafuke monimavi to ain't kozar apostle. Not all the children they have are going to be apostle. Their children, their daughters are going to be okay. Damar mar amoni v'la amoni. Amoni v'la amoni v'la amoni. It's not the yoma. This Rus. Hamoviyah, she was allowed to convert because we have the drasha that only males are asr. Because asher lo kidma eschem elechem mazom, as we learned, kol kvuda baz melech p'nima, that the woman is supposed to stay at home. So therefore, it was really only on the men to do the chesed. So the men are forever forbidden to marry into klal yisrael, but the women are going to be mutter. So therefore, if this woman goes out and marries an Ammoni or Moavi, so they are allowed to, their daughters are allowed to marry into the klal. So therefore, he thinks that if you have bia, just bia with her, from Shimon Gamliel, since the paradigm case is a kohen gadol, we learn every single detail of the halacha, that when it comes to the kohen gadol, both children have to become Chalalim. So here you need both. That's the issue over here. So the Gemara says now, ha'ones v'amifat v'ashoyta lo poslin v'lo ma'achilin. If you have an ones, someone who rapes a woman, v'amifat, someone who does a shota, someone who is going to be halachically, mentally not capable, not there. So lo poslin, so they do not disqualify women who they have bia from, so they do not disqualify the woman from, they have bia with from eating truma, v'lo ma'achilin, they're not entitled to eat truma either. So that would be the case. And if they're kosher, they're going to see. However, if they're not roy, meaning that's the point, if they're like a mamzer, any of these cases, arayel poslim, they would disqualify her from marrying into the kahal. Kate said, how would be that case? Hare or haya, Yisrael, Shabal, bas koin. If it was a Yisrael who had bia with a bas koin, tochabachuma, even if he raped her, if he seduced her, or if he was a shreita, so then those cases, then that would not be, even if it was just a case of an act of znus, that they were just having bia together, they weren't married or anything like that. So that would not disqualify her from eating truma. However, turning on to the next amud, Ibra, turning on to the next amud, now, if she became pregnant by him, lo sochal b'tshuma, she may not eat truma because of the fetus might be a koyin, maybe a non-koyin, which would possible her. She's a bas koyin. So if this is Yisrael, then not. However, nechta chobar b'mea, if the fetus was literally cut up in the womb, meaning she had a miscarriage and it was clearly coming out of her body, l'tochal, then immediately she'd be allowed to eat truma. All right. Well, actually, it should be tummy. So let's just wait till she's tar, and then after, depending on actually this, whatever. Okay, not getting to them too much later there. All right, Kohen Shabal Bas Yisrael. If a Kohen had bia with the Yisrael's daughter, then lo sochal b'tshuma. She may not eat shuma because the fact that they have bia does not, that would not be enough to be able to entitle her to shuma. However, if she becomes pregnant by him, even if it was this, znus, they were punted by a pnuya, so they had out of wedlock marriage, so they had a bia, lo sochal. However, yalda, while she's pregnant, the fetus is not able to get ladder eat shuma, but once she gives birth out of wedlock, still toicha, that's the chiddush of here, because Zera teaches you that even if she's any child, even out of wedlock, it's going to be enabling her to eat shuma. Nimtza kochel sheben gadol mechazav. We see that the son's strength, the future son who's born, is greater than that of the father. When the man had bia with the woman, didn't create any sort of form of that she's allowed to have kedushas kuhuna, but while the son is born, then immediately she's allowed to eat shuma. So the Gemara says, "Ha'oved posel mishum bia," that a eved k'naini who has a daughter from eating that is going to ve'in a posel mishum zera. So they would be that if you have bia with a bas koyen, she would have the immediately when you have bia with her, it passes her from eating shuma. However, in a posel mishum zera does not count as her offspring to disqualify from eating shuma. So the Gemara is going to flush. The Mishnah is going to flush out what's this case. Ketzad bas Yisrael a koyen. If you have Yisrael's daughter who is married to a koyen, so then bas koyen li Yisrael or a koyen's daughter who is married to Yisrael v'yada imenu ben, and she had a son. The son went and he was ma'anis an eved k'naini. And she had a child. So then, arayza eved. This son, halachically, for all intents and purposes, we know that if the father is a goy and the mother is a non-Jew, she's an eved k'naini, she's a shivcha k'nainis. So then, the halacha is that we go after the mother. So it's like you don't have any children. She's not considered her grandson lechumra ulakula. So therefore, if haisa imaviv bas Yisrael a kohen, if his father's mother is Yisrael, is a Yisrael's daughter who was married to a kohen who died, and the slave is the only surviving child, so then the halacha is that's not viewed as that's not zera yeshla, because this is not halachically viewed as the meaning that the father died in the interim. So the grandmother who was originally married to the Israel, to the Kohen, is no longer losa chal b'tshuma. She's not allowed to eat truma because of this grandson who is not related to her. Because again, she goes after the mother. Mother's a slave. He's a full-fledged goy. And the same thing with Lakula, Bas Kohen LeYisrael. If the father's mother is a Kohen whose daughter was married to Israel who died, and therefore she's a Bas Kohen who's married to Israel, and if there are any descendants, then she no longer is allowed to eat Truma, the halacha is that she or here, if that was the only living descendant, Lo Tochal B'Truma, she would be allowed to eat Truma because she's not considered as having any children from the non-Kohen, because again, this non-Kohen's son then goes ahead and marries a Goy, and then this son dies, and that the only Goy is only all of the living offspring, the Goy is not considered related to the grandmother, and therefore she's allowed to eat Truma. Mamzer poisel, a grandson who is a mamzer would disqualify a Kohen's daughter from eating truma. Umaychel, and she also entitles Yisrael to eat truma. How do we have this? Ketzet says the Mishnah. How do we have this? Bas Yisrael a Kohen. If Yisrael's daughter was married to a Kohen, Ubas Kohen leYisrael, or a Kohen's daughter was married to Yisrael, v'alda amenu bas, and she had a child. V'halcha bas, a daughter. V'yanaisis la'eved olav kachavis. Another daughter was married to an eved k'naini or to a goy. So v'yaldam and a ben and had a child. So Rari's amount. So this mission is of the opinion that if someone a Yisraelis who's ba ala akum, that's nasim mamzer. We're going to see that that's a big machlokas. We really hold that the child is it's considered as he has a psul to him or she, whatever child is born from this union has a psul, that the fact that the father is not a yid, but still they are fully full fledged yidin. So now the Gemara says, Mishnah said rather, Haisa emimo bas Yisrael l'kohen. If his mother's mother is a Yisrael's daughter who is married to a Kohen who died, and the mamzer's child is the only surviving child, so then the halacha is that he's able to be machil tolcha b'truma, because even though you have a mamzer over here, again according to this Mishnah, this is a mamzer. Even though it's a mamzer, the fact that you have zera, even if it's a mamzer, then that's zera kosher. That counts. Bas Kohen l'Yisrael. The other way around, if you have a bas Kohen who is married to Yisrael and the only child is his mamzer, lo tolcha b'truma shiminati truma, because of the grandchild who's a mamzer, and that's considered related to the grandmother, both l'chumra and l'kula. Kohen gadol pamim shu posel. You can have even a kohen gadol. His grandmother is going to pass him from eating truma. How do you have this? Ketzad. If you have a bas kohen leYisrael v'adam and a bas. If you have a bas kohen, a kohen's daughter was married to Yisrael and she had a daughter. So bas, they had a daughter together. They had a nice happy marriage and they had a daughter. What happened? V'halcha bas is the kohen. So then this daughter who's all halachic purposes, she's a Yisraelis because right, the father's Yisrael. So then she went and married a kohen. A Kohen, v'yalda ben aben, and this grandchild is a Kohen because right she married the daughter went and married a Kohen, so the child coming out of that, her grandson, is a Kohen. Harezer roy leos Kohen gadol. He is right to be a Kohen gadol. Omer mashamash al gavdech. He could even literally serving on the mizbeach of the base of Megdash. And the lach would be Michael Asimo. So he entitled his mother, who's Israelis, to eat. This mother, right? She's a full fledged Israelis. El posel emimo, but it would still disqualify the grandmother from eating, because that was the zera that was coming out from the daughter, right? They had a daughter who was Israel as far as its purposes. And if anybody else, even if the guy became a Kohen, through the fact that the grandson now is a Kohen because she married, the daughter married a Kohen, still doesn't matter. So then she still passels her. So this is like the irony of this case. The Mishnah says, Lo kivnei Kohen gadol shaveni posel machuma. It's better to have a mamzer for this purpose. Meaning if she had a grandson who was a mamzer coming from the case of the Israelis case that we had above, that is able to feed. Yet my grandson who is the Kohen Gadol, Shu Posanim and Truma, yet he disqualifies me from eating Truma. Fascinating irony of this case. Says the mission now. Tanina la de Tanar Banaba. We already learned this halacha that a person who's a Shoita would not disqualify a woman from eating Truma. So why do we have to mention it again? Not necessarily why we're mentioning again, but we're just pointing out that actually Tanila is not a kash over here. We're just mentioning, we mentioned this in the Bryce as well. That Shota Vekata Shinitsu Nashim Vemesu. It's interesting when we say Tanila Tanya. But here, but it's a Bryce, so Bryce is not going to be a kash, we already taught it. But we say Shota Vekata Shinitsu Nashim Vemesu, that if a Shota, again, not mentally capable person, or a Katan is below the age of Bar Mitzvah, they marry a woman and they die without anything. So the Allah is, they don't have any children, so their wives are going to be putter from the Mitzvah of Yiman Chalitza, because their marriages halachically are invalid. Totally. So says the Gemara case, how to be the case? Hi, Aresha Yisrael Baal, Bas Kohen, Toichal B'Truma, that if he was Kusher, again, this guy was Kusher, and he had Bia with this Kohen's daughter, she's allowed to eat Truma still, Ibra, Lo Toichal, ever, if they're able to impregnate her. So then, as long as they're pregnant, they would not be able to eat Truma. Kevan to Ibra, Lo Toichal, because since the case that she became pregnant, we're afraid that maybe the Lecho Shema Ibra, maybe she's gonna, this pregnancy, so the case where we say she became pregnant, she's not pregnant to eat. So the Mishnah is seemingly telling us that we're not, if she's not pregnant, we should be concerned in all cases. Maybe we just check that we send the Mishnah, but the Gemara is pointing out that we send the Mishnah that no matter what, right away, you're allowed to eat Truma. That shouldn't be the case though. Shouldn't we check if in the case where she was Nivelas of Israel, so shouldn't we check if she's pregnant? Milotan, don't we learn in the Mishnah, that we have the Mishnah telling us above in Lamed Gimel Beis, the Mishnah told us that in cases, if you have two
two brides at the time of the chuppah, they're mistakenly exchanged. You have to wait the 3 months to make sure, Shema Mubaris, maybe they're gonna be, pregnant by the Biel Apostola, who are gonna be the case of the children are going to be a Mamzerim. So therefore, we have to wait to make sure they're not pregnant. So why don't we have to wait over here for the Chuma also? So the Gemara has a kasha right now. So the Gemara says, Amar Huna, Liyuchsin Chashashu, Lichuma Liyam Chashu. So the Gemara attempts to give the first answer right now, that with regards to Yuchsin, the things of making sure, Yichus, of, I don't know a good word for that, the geology that we want to know that if the guy's a mamzer, not Yichus, how do you go back to make sure that this guy's a mamzer, then we're going to be machmir. However, the guards to Chuma, we're not Choshesh. The Gemara says, "Is that really true? That with Truma Lochasha, we're not concerned with Truma things like this." But Tanya, Harayza Gitach, the Brisa tells us in the Brisa tells us Harayza Gitach Shachas Gudam Limasasa. The guy says to his wife, "Here's your get 1 moment before I die." So the gets Chal. However, so it would be Chal 1 moment before he dies. Retroactively, when he died, we see that 2 minutes before that would really get is going to be Chal. The reason he's doing that, maybe if they don't have any children, he doesn't have to deal with Yibum and Chalitza, so that's why it would be Chal. So the Brisa tells us, Asur Lechom Chumyad, which is that she's usher from eating Chuma immediately upon receiving the get, because we're concerned the husband might die right now. And in the moment that he dies, that we're going to see, Mafreya, that the woman was eating Chuma in a case where she wasn't married to him, and therefore she's not allowed to eat Chuma. So we see that we're Choshesh for Chuma, where we're being Machmir on different things. Here we're Choshesh for Misa, and therefore we're going to be Machmir on Chuma. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Benisuin Chashashu Beznuzlo Chashashu. In the case of marriage, the rabbis are concerned for pregnancy, even after one BF for the woman doesn't take any steps to prevent the pregnancy. So therefore we're going to be Machmir with the case, meaning that we were going to actually be Choshesh pregnant. However, Beznuzlo Chashashu, with regards to someone who has Nus, we learned before that in Isha's Misa Pecha, she will do whatever she can to make sure to make the baby miscarry, to not have any, to not be pregnant. So therefore, we're not Choshesh by the case of a Kohen's daughter who was raped or mefuta or seduced by Israel. Both those cases, we're going to assume that she's going to do whatever she can to make sure that the Uber does not last. So therefore, we're assuming she won't have a child. But in the case of marriage, where the Rabbanah really so concerned with regards to pregnancy, with regards to Chuma, v'atanya, bas kohen shenisus l'Yisrael umeis, if a Kohen's daughter marries Israel and her husband dies, the Brisa tells us that she goes to the mikvah right away and she's allowed to eat Chuma. So we see over here, right? Why is she going to mikvah? Because they have shabia b'chor with him. Because the pasuk says, "Ishi shikav yishol sashik vater v'achutavayim v'tamod arav." As Rashi quotes the pasuk, that they have to go to the immediately when you have bia, you're a chiyav to go to the mikvah before you eat chuma. So again, so she goes to, and then and that night she's already out of chuma. We don't wait the time. So says the Gemara, Rav Chista, Tovelos v'chelas arbar miyam. So Rav Chista wants to give another teretz that she until 40 days mimanah shach is allowed to eat. Why? Because the ilam abra, if she's not pregnant, then great. Halam abra, if she's not pregnant and she's going to be considered a bas koyin, she's a bas koyin, she's a daughter of a koyin, and she's a lachali a koyinus, and then so then it's fine. Again, she was married to Israelis. V'im abra, and even if she does, because she does become pregnant, arbar miyam maya balmei until 40 days. The water is the fetus is kilu just water. There's other important halachic ramifications. If a person knows that the baby has a crazy condition, the problem is you're not able to tell 40 days, but we'd be much more makel on potentially chazus on aborting the baby within 40 days. Also, within 40 days, a person is allowed to daven for the sex of the baby to be a male or female. You're also allowed to daven up until 40 days because we assume it's not established yet. So these are important nafkamina about this halacha may balmahi. So anyway, but the Gemara's purpose is we're saying that so too with regards to here that it's not considered a fetus yet. So therefore, it's not considered something that to be choshesh for until 40 days. After 40 days, you would be allowed. You're not be allowed, rather, if you see that she's pregnant, you're not be allowed. So says the Gemara, that doesn't really work with the Mishnah. If that's the case, when the Mishnah says, Ima Seif, when the Mishnah, the Brisa rather, when it says in the second half of the Brisa, Hukar Upra B'mea, that if the fetus became noticeable, so then in her stomach, then Atea Mukukels Mafreya, she becomes retroactively problematic. Lachora, according to you though, the first 40 days she was allowed to eat, why are you retroactively making anything problematic? She'd be totally fine. So Rav Chista answers also, he says, what does it mean by Mukukels? When the Mishnah says she becomes ruined retroactively, arbaim, it means that until the 40th day, that anything that she had after the 40th day would be problematic, but anything in Echanami before the 40th day would be fine. So now the Gemara says, machlokas amoraim, itmar, habal rusasa beves chamev. So it's going to relate to Mishnah. This is another topic right now. So somebody who has bia with his arusa, again, you're not allowed, there's an iser derabanan, that a person's not allowed to have bia with his arusa beves chamev. That's an iser derabanan. So they say, Agav, I heard once a theory that that's what the that's what probably happened over there, that she violated this iser. Anyway, so back to over here though, that that somebody over here, someone who has bia with his arusa, while they were living in the father's house, which is Israel, and we're afraid that the child is a mamzer. Why? Because we see that she's so promiscuous, she's having bia and violating the Israel so clearly, and we know that we're going to see that we're going to qualify Rav, and so probably she had bia with somebody else, and she's married at a level to Reisa, so she had bia with somebody else,
then that's a mamash and isser, right? So that would create a a mamzerus that she'd be chay misa theoretically if we saw her. So therefore, we're choshesh, not choshesh, right? He's assumed that it's a mamzer for this purposes. The Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Avlad Shtuki. The Avlad Shtuki, meaning Shtuki is the lashon of the Mishnah and Gemara's in Kiddushin, that it's a possible mamzer, Shasuk, that it's a possible mamzer, but not necessarily a definite mamzer. Because, according to Rav, the fact that Rav is talking about a case where the Aris Arusa, they admit to having Bia, and then also the fact that they admit to it, Rav is assuming that we're seeing that clearly that they have no problem with no shame and no morals, and therefore they're definitely having Bia with other people as well. So says the Gemara, Mistava Milsa de Rav, the Damya Lema'alma, that we're talking about the woman is suspected of having Bia all the time. Like everybody knew that she's like a Zona. So that makes sense. If not suspected, this one Isser that they were just, you know, they were in love, so they had Bia, while they're, again, they violated Isser Rabban, a very Chamar Isser, Rav would give Malkus for this. Still, we would view that the child was the child of the Arus, so therefore, Lachora, Rav is assuming that the most likely case, that they're not, that she's not suspected to be a Zona, everybody knows about, so Lachora, we're going to assume that the child is actually from the father of the artist, and it's not going to be a mamzer. Amar Rav, even according to Rav, minam min alas, so where do I bring a raya for this in the Mishnah? Our Mishnah taught us, that's where we're bringing this up. Yalda toichel. If she gave birth to a child, she's allowed to eat shuma. We assume that it was fathered by a kohen. So the Gemara says, in which case is the Mishnah talking about? Ilan and Madal Ma'alma, if you tell me that the case is, and she was having bia with all the people in the world, Yalda my toichel. So why would you be able to assume that this kohen's a child, this child is a kohen? Lechor, the child's coming from the rest of the world that she had bia with. She was a zayin everybody knew about. So therefore, it can't be that she'd be able to eat shuma based on the Mishnah. El alav minay the dumbest. So the whole Mishnah is talking about a case where she's suspected of being with the guy himself, below dam and mamav, and she's not suspected of having bia with everybody. And then what's the halacha? The halacha is that she's allowed to eat shuma umasim. So now we're saying the Mishnah's case, the lahay yisru, lahay yisru. She is prohibited to the kohen, and she's usher to any person. Also, we say basar didei shadinala. We say that the chora they're having bia with the arus. Hacha. So therefore, lahay yisru, lahay yitera. In this case, where with the other people, she's mamish and isra deraisa. Nisr Misa, but she's permitted to her husband and others on the level of the Raisa, at least. Lokos again, so shouldn't we be certain that we should attribute the child to the Aris and not assume that he's a Mamzer? So therefore, it says, Rava, we have a right of Perura from our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, it's not a proof. Le'olam e'malach, I could respond to you the following. I could tell you, Kol Hecha de Damya Mine, wherever the Arus is suspected of having been with the Arus, Avagav de Lo Damya Ma'alma, even if she's not suspected of having been with the world, even there, I'm a Rava, I'm a Mamzer. Even there, Rava would say the child's a Mamzer. My time, what would be the reasoning? Because Arminan, Midaka Afrika, and then the Gabay Arus, that she has no care, she doesn't care about what the societal norms are, that you wait the 12 months, and she's having bia with the Aris. After not so much, we see that she's just she doesn't care about any halacha. She'd have bia with anyone who comes to her, and she would have relations. She's mamzer. And therefore, we be choshes that her child is a mamzer. And masnisen shayu shneim chavushin bevis hasher. How can I? The Mishnah seems to be a raya like Rava. I'll tell you that the Mishnah is talking about a case where both of them, the Kohen and the Israelis, were in jail, and therefore she became pregnant. So therefore, they were alone, and that was the only possible person. So we know that the child is from this father. However, any other case, we would assume that she's not allowed to chuma, and just like she's not allowed to chuma, we would choshesh that she's a mamzer. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up from Ikar to Amrei in tomorrow's daf.